Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi, and welcome to this short podcast from Adept English. How about today we do one of those ESL short stories for adults? ESL means English as a second language, and short stories are good to listen to for practice and for testing your understanding, especially if I ask you questions at the end to test your understanding. So how about I tell you a story, part of which you probably already know, but then I'll tell you some extra bits, some extra parts of the story which you probably don't know. And then I'll ask you questions. I've also got some news about our podcasts, so listen for that halfway through. Here goes, ESL Short Stories for Adults. You've probably heard of the film Titanic, that's T-I-T-A-N-I-C, about the ship which sails from England bound for America and which hits an iceberg and sinks. Well, it's a really good film, if a bit long, and it's got Leonardo DiCaprio in it, looking very lovely, and Kate Winslet as well. You may have seen this film, but even if you haven't, you may have heard of the story of the Titanic. It's a true story. This really did happen. The Titanic was a huge passenger ship. That means built to carry people. It was a luxury ocean liner in the days before flying was common, and it was built in Britain. The Titanic was intended to sail the Atlantic between Britain and America, and her passengers enjoyed luxury travel and the promise of a new life. She, and yes, notice that we say she for ships, she set sail from Southampton on the south coast of England on the 10th of April 1912, bound for New York. The Titanic sailed for 4 days and nights in calm waters, but on the night of the 14th of April 1912, she hit an iceberg. That is a huge piece of ice. And nearly 4 hours later, she sank off the coast of Newfoundland, off the coast of Canada. 1,513 people died and only 705 people were saved. The wreck of the Titanic, the word wreck, W-R-E-C-K, means what is left, what remains of the ship. The wreck was discovered in 1985 and still rests on the seabed to this day. Lots of objects from the ship have been brought to the surface and are displayed in museums. What you may not know is that 14 years earlier, in 1898, a man called Morgan Robertson wrote a book, a short novel, about a fantastic ocean liner, a luxury ship, which also sailed from Southampton to America. It too carried rich passengers, but also on its maiden voyage, so like the Titanic on its first ever journey, it hit an iceberg off the coast of Newfoundland and sank. The ship in the book carried roughly the same number of passengers. It was roughly the same size as the Titanic, and it too didn't have enough lifeboats to save people in the event of disaster. Like the Titanic, the ship in Morgan Robertson's book was called unsinkable. That means a ship which cannot sink. Now, the name of this novel, this book by Morgan Robertson, is Futility. But remember, the book was written 14 years before the sinking of the Titanic. And the name of the ship in the book? The ship was called the Titan. If that wasn't weird enough, there was an account from 1935 of a young seaman, that's a sailor, called William Reeve, who was on board a ship sailing from the north of England to Canada. It was April 1935, and Reeve was the watchman at night, watching out for dangerous icebergs as they were nearing the coast of Canada. William Reeve had been worrying about the possibility of a shipwreck, and some accounts say that he'd been reading the novel Futility. All of a sudden, in the middle of the night, he was struck by a terrible coincidence. He realised that the date of the sinking of the Titanic, 14th of April 1912, was the date of his birth. He immediately sounded the alarm and the ship came slowly to a halt, just a few metres from the giant iceberg that had been impossible to see. So the ship was saved, and apparently it took 9 days for the Newfoundland icebreaker ships to clear a way for William Reeve's ship to reach shore. So there were a lot of icebergs. And the name of this ship? Well, this one was called the Titanian. That's a bit spooky. So there you have it, one of those ESL short stories for adults. And in a minute, there will be some questions so that you can test your understanding. If you're not sure, you may want to listen to the short story again before you try the questions. First of all, some news on our podcasts. There are now more and more of you listening to our podcasts every month and doing downloads of our podcasts. This is great and exactly what we want to happen. But it means that our download bandwidth it's huge, 850 gig plus a month. Oh my goodness. This is a bit big to manage, so we've had to take some action. We've reduced the number of recent podcasts we can stream to you from 200 down to 75. This means iTunes and Google Podcasts, TuneIn and Podbean and all the other players will now only show a list of the latest 75 podcasts. So that's still 75. That's a huge selection of lessons. And our own statistics tell us that most of you are interested in listening to the latest 50 podcasts. Remember also, all of our podcasts, that's the whole 227 at the moment, are available for free on our website with the PDF transcripts, and they always will be free. But some of our listeners have asked how to get easy access to old podcasts. So you can now download groups of 50 for a small fee. There is a charge, but I think some of you will really like this service. It means you've got an easy way of downloading 50 podcasts at a time, easily onto your phone or your mobile device. It would take you a long time to do this one podcast at a time. And it's a lot of listening hours for the fee. And do remember, you can still get them all free individually. I'll talk about this again next week in our podcast. Now for the questions on the ESL short stories for adults for you to answer in English, of course. This will test your understanding. Number one, can you say the date that the Titanic sank? So that's number one. Can you say the date that the Titanic sank? Question two. What does the word wreck, W-R-E-C-K, mean? What does the word wreck mean? Question three. Where is the wreck of the Titanic now? Where is the wreck of the Titanic now? And question four, what is strange about the book called Futility by Morgan Robertson? What is strange about the book called Futility by Morgan Robertson? Question five, can you explain what the word iceberg means? Can you explain what the word iceberg means? Question six. When William Reeve was watching for icebergs on the ship called the Titanian in 1935, What connection did he suddenly make with the date of the sinking of the Titanic? That's a long question. I'll say it again. Question 6. When William Reeve was watching for icebergs on the ship called the Titanium in 1935, what connection did he suddenly make with the date of the sinking of the Titanic? And question 7, the last one, explain the word coincidence. Explain the word coincidence. Okay, you're doing well. Don't worry if it takes you a few listens to this podcast before you can understand well enough to answer the questions. If you want to see the answers to these questions, you'll find them in the transcript on our website at adeptenglish.com. I've done it like this because it may take you more than one listen to get all of the answers, so you don't want to hear them in the podcast. Let us know whether you like this, and if you do, we'll do some more ESL short stories for adults. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts, interesting articles and transcripts. That's the written version of this podcast in PDF format. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.